Hi, it's Chris Byrne from the Playground Podcast with PR Insights from Kid Stuff PR, and I'm with Lisa Orman. Lisa, one of the things we've been talking a lot about in terms of dealing with COVID-19 is finding the right tone for your communications. What insights do you have on that?
Well, I think that's a great question and one that probably a lot of companies are contemplating. There are a lot of toy and game and other kinds of companies in our industry who are producing products or services that are needed now more than ever during this time when children are stressed and confused. Why are they at home? They're having to do their learning at home. Now here comes summer and many of them, their summer camps have been canceled. So playthings are more important than ever, but we have to be really careful not to come across as opportunistic or crass in any way. We need to really communicate our compassion and empathy and caring for these children who have found themselves in these really tough situations, and that the toy industry is here to help, that we have things that are going to help them feel like children at their best, be their best selves, even a little bit of escapism, take them away from what their life is currently like, maybe sprinkle in a little bit of stealth learning, as we call it. But so I think the tone from companies needs to be really that we're here for you as we always are. And more than ever now, we understand that you need our playthings. You need the respite of play and the soothing, the healing balm of play. And we as an industry are here for you.
Can you give us some do's and don'ts from your experience?
We have to be careful not to use words like going viral or even like the word contagious. We've been really careful in our marketing and our press releases that we've been writing, really careful to use language that isn't triggering or that could be related in any way to the idea of a pandemic or a serious illness that's going around. We're striving for kind of a reverential tone, just really trying to convey caring and compassion for children and families who are going through this. That's a do. A don't is to sound overly like edgy or excited, like kind of, you know, a lot of commercials come off like almost kind of screaming, you know, and I don't think that's appropriate in this time. I think that the companies need to come across as thoughtful and caring and healing is the tone that I think we should be going for. This isn't the time for the most exciting thing to pop out of a box as a big surprise. We can't come across as overly excited about our products.
For more PR insights from Lisa Orman, click on over to kidstuffpr.com and be sure to listen to the Playground Podcast so you can stay up to the minute on what's going on in the toy industry.